I'll give you.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf chaf. We're holding at the Ikka di Amri on the second and third line. Since the Ikka di Amri is the second version, let's just quickly review what we learned yesterday. It's a very gishmaka sugya, and as you'll see on the Amud Beis, it will also be a very challenging sugya because we're going to talk about the moilid and about the Re'ias Halavona. Will be very exciting. Anyway, let's start on Yud Tes Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Shochu Leilamar Ukva. Oder Hasomach LaNisan LiOilam Choser. The Oder which is next to Nisan, meaning in a regular year, the only Ador, and in an Ibiyur, the second Ador, Oder Sheni, that is always Choser, meaning it's always 29 days. So the one asked the Kasha, Moser of Nachman. Because of two Rish Chodeshes were Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos, we're not talking about the Shluchim that tell the Goyla, like we were learning until now, but we were talking about the Edom. The Edom that come to the Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim to advise them that they saw the new sighting of the new moon. So, if they saw it on Shabbos, the Mechal Shabbos. Which 2 months? Al Nisan the Al Tisha. We spoke briefly yesterday. What was the extent of the Chil Shabbos? Rashi talks about that they could go and pass the Tchum, but that wouldn't be a problem. However, Yetzshem will see on Daf Chav Bey, which is Sunday's Daf, there's a whole Mishnah about this, that they're allowed to go together with Chamoyrim, they're allowed to carry stuff, they're allowed to, that's the last Mishnah in the Parak. We'll talk more about the extent that they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But anyway, that's on Nisan on Tishrei. Zokti Yimoriyetz, Iyamis Mishloim Zimnin Moli Zimni Choser Mishim Hochim Mechalina. The whole purpose of the Edom, of course, is to advise the Bezin that they saw the new moon, so therefore it's time to call out the brand new Chodesh, to Mekadesh the Chodesh. So if you're going to go and tell me, sometimes it's 29 days, meaning we're talking about now Adar. Sometimes Adar is 29, sometimes it's 30. Adar Azoi. So that's why it's important that the Edom that come, they have to Mechal Shabbos, so that the Bezin should know exactly when is the new moon and when is the new Chayidish. I can understand that. And the Amos, if it's always 29 days, so I know when the 29th day is going to end, because I know when the previous Rish Chayidish was, so now the 29th day of Chayidish Adar, that will be the final day of Adar, and the next day will be Nisan, and my Mechalina. Why do you have to be Mechal Shabbos? The Bezin knows without anybody coming. They have it on their Luach. They know it's the next day after 29. Everything when we should the mitzvah the kaddish alari, it's a special din that when the Bezin says mekudesh achodesh, it shouldn't just be based on calculations and based on knowledge. It should be based on an actual sighting. The reason for that says Rashi, because we have a Gemara hachodesh hazel lechem roish chadashim kazeh re'ei v'kadesh re'ei. There should be a re'ia, and based on the re'ia, you should go and make the Kiddush HaChodesh.
Is this a Sei Dor Chalosa, Sei type situation?
Yes. Zog Dimor Ikka Diyamri, Omer of Nachman. It's not really a Sei Dor Chalosa as much as, for instance, when you allow for shechting a korban on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Are you looking at it as an Sei Dor Chalosa? No, you're looking at it, that's what a Kiddush Baruch Hu wants you to do, even though it's Shabbos, but there are exceptions to the rule. The exception is you bring a korban. It's an exception to the rule that for the Indian of Kiddush Re'ia, you're allowed to go Mimchal Shabbos.
Because I say,
you don't have to get into all of that. Just like by the Shechitas HaKarban, you don't have to start thinking, it's an Essay, so
what is it? I said it.
Ikari Ami, there's another version. Omer Nam Nachman, Afanan Namitinina, I'll bring you a Raya, that what? Until now we asked the Kasha. Now I'm going to bring a Raya, that the final other before Nisan is always 29 days. How do I know Afanan Namitinina, Avshnei Chodosh, Mechal Nusa Shabbos, on Nisan, Yal Tishrei, Iyamas Bishleimali, Oilam Choser, that it's always 29 days, Bishim Hachim Mechalina. That's the reason why we're Mechal Shabbos, the Mitzvah Lekadish Alariya. When it says Alri means Alpiriya, it's a mitzvah of the Kaddish based on an actual sighting, and so therefore, even though Bezin knows exactly when Rish Chodesh is going to be, because, for instance, Friday was day 29, they know by default that Shabbos is going to be day 30, that's going to be the first day of Rish Chodesh. Nevertheless, we want to hear it from the Edom. mitzvah kadosh, period.
You're not guaranteed it's going to be the 29th. It could be that they don't see the moon. It could be that.
Rabbi Yisrael, what does it say in the Gemara? What are the next two keywords? It's okay, no problem, we're still fine, we're still friends. What does it say?
La'olam
chaser. La'olam means for eternity. Eternity means until the year 6000 and beyond. It's always going to be chaser. So Zok Tigmara, the rabbis know that we have to declare Shabbos as Rish Chodesh, because that's day 30, but we want to hear it from the Edim. So therefore, Edom, you're allowed to go and be Mechal Shabbos, to come to Yerushalayim, so we hear from them, and then we make the proclamation, sanctification, Kiddush HaChodesh, El Mekadesh.
What's it mean? It's a magical thing that was the Olam, it could be that it was, you know, that it, the way the things worked out, it's a malay.
It's manipulated to always. No, if it's always manipulated.
You can't manipulate. Sometimes you can manipulate. That's right. Is that what they did? But if they manipulate it, then it won't be Ayyadei Riyah necessarily.
But they manipulate it because they know when the moon's going to show up, and they know in advance all the calculations, and they arrange it so that Shvat will be Malay, and you know, etc., etc.
So the Gemara says that Mar Ukva, Sholchalei the Mar Ukva, they sent to Mar Ukva that it's always Chaser. The Gemara says, is that really true? In other words, the Gemara is asking the same question that's bothering Brother Shai, that he cannot sleep. Is it really true that it always has to be Chaser? Iyamet b'shleim l'olam Chaser, b'shem hachi mechal linan. Then I understand why we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos and Mitzvah l'kadosh al Riyah. Because it's a mitzvah, even though I know that today is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Just like I know today is Shabbos. I don't need anybody to tell me it's Shabbos. I know today is going to be Rosh Chodesh, because it's the 30th day, it's Avad Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, Kazeh Re'ei V'Kadesh, that's why we allow for the Chil Shabbos. Eliyam Zimnan Mole, Zimnan Chaser. If you're going to tell me, Amul Yah, Amulish, sometimes Mole, sometimes Chaser, which means not only that the Eidim might come a day later or a day earlier, but it also means, as Barry was saying before, that the Bezdin has the koyach to go, and the word manipulate has a negativity associated with
adjust.
It.
Adjust.
They have the right to go and adjust, arrange that the month should be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. Why would they make those adjustments? We already spoke about this the other day. Mishum Yarkaya, Mishum Messiah. I think Mora is going to talk about this shortly in greater detail. But the point is, Eliyam is in the Malizim Chasa, that the Bezin has the right and authority to make the old Adar either 29 days or 30 days. Amay Mechalinon, why is it that if Friday was day number 29, Shabbos was day number 30, we say, Edom, come, be Mechal Shabbos, we want to hear your voices, Kazei Re'ei V'Kadesh. Why don't we make an adjustment? Amay Mechalinon, Nabre Ho'idna Unakad She'Lemachar. Why don't we just announce and tell everybody, Edom, you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos, rather, Matzah Shabbos, leave, come on Sunday, and we're going to make it a Moleh. And in fact, we're not going to declare Shabbos to be Rish Chodesh. We're going to declare Sunday to be Rish Chodesh. And we'll be Mekayim the Kezer Re'ei V'Kadesh, because you will tell us that you saw the new moon. So based on that new moon sighting, on Sunday we're going to go and say, it's Rish Chodesh. So why should we go to Mechal Shabbos? If you had no choice, and it had to be Kiddush HaChodesh on Shabbos, no, because they're Re'ei V'Kadesh, you got to be Mechal Shabbos. However, once you're telling me, you could make it, it doesn't have to be Shabbos, it could be a 30-day month, and Rish Chodesh is Sunday, so make it into Sunday. That's a legitimate thing that we shouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. My Mechal Lina Navrei, but Idna V'Nekad Shalemachar. You know what? Your kasha is an excellent kasha, and I agree with you that in fact, if day 30 was Shabbos, we would tell the Edom, stay home, or go to shul, eat cholenten kegel, listen to the drasha, go to the shir, but don't travel today, because it's Shabbos. So what are you telling me, Mechal is a Shabbos? Ah, Yom Shloshim V'Echad came out on Shabbos. In other words, on Friday it was day number 30, and the Bezin had expected Edom to come, but nobody showed up on day number 30. Why didn't they show up? Because they didn't see a new moon. So what are we going to do? Like Brother Shai was saying before, if there's no Edom and there's no new moon, so we're going to postpone it for the next day. Since Shabbos is now day 31, since it's day 31, that's going to be the new Rish Chodesh, that's for sure. You can't make Rish Chodesh on Sunday or Monday. 31 is the maximum. In other words, 31 means it's 30 days of the old Chodesh, and now the new Chodesh is going to be 31, it's going to be on Shabbos. Ah, Hachamayiskin. So we tell the Edom, sorry fellas, you got to be Mechal the Shabbos because we want to be Mekadosh the Chodesh today. There is no default to make the Kiddush HaChodesh tomorrow because tomorrow is already going to be day number 2 of the month. We got to do it today. And since it's a mitzvah of Kazer Re'eh V'Kadesh, please come and travel today, the mitzvah Kadosh Aviyah, so that we can hear your voices, Hashmi'ini Es Koylech, and we'll be able to go Mekadosh the Chodesh today. Mosin of Kahan. Rav Kahan again is addressing what we said at the very outset. Order Hasamach Lanisan Li Oilam Choser. Always 29. Freight of Kahan. Kisha Migdosh Kayim Mechalin Af Al Kulan Neitakonis Akar. These words, by the way, that we are learning now, as well as what we were learning on the bottom, Lishnei Chadosh Mechal Zeshabbos, this is Mir Tashem going to be a Mishnah tomorrow. Mir Tashem on Chaf Aleph on the days Al Shnei Chadosh Mechalin Shabbos Al Nisim Bal Tishrei, and then the Mishnah ended off. Kshoy Beis Mikdash Kayam Mechalin Af Al Kulam Mebneita Kones HaKorban. Oh, when the Beis Mikdash was standing, then the Edom would go and be Mechal Shabbos every single time, every single month. Why Mebneita Kones HaKorban? Because in the Beis Mikdash they wanted to know, do we bring the Korbanos Musaf or not? So, therefore, even if it happens to be Yechvais, Chodesh Cheshvan, Chodesh Kislev, whatever, if the Chodesh is now Friday, Shabbos, I'm not sure which day is going to be, or Shabbos Sunday, which day is going to be Rish Chodesh, they should come and travel on Shabbos so that we bring the proper carbon, means the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodeshim, like we lay on Rish Chodesh, and the Kabbalah said you have to bring on Rish Chodesh. Ah, so Freit the Gemara yet. Why does the Mishnah say that when the Mikdash was standing, there were Mechal Shabbos every single month? Of course, if Rish Chodesh was on a Shabbos Sunday situation, if Rish Chodesh was going to be a Monday, Tuesday, then not Mechal Shabbos. We're talking about that it's Rish Chodesh is the new sighting of the moon was in Shabbos. Come, be Mechal Shabbos. That's the Kodesh Akarim. Frank Mora, why don't we say a better reason? Like we've been saying for the last 10 minutes. Mitzvah lekadosh al pi hara'iyah. And therefore that's why we want them to come, because the Bezim wants to declare today, Shabbos, that it happens to be Rish Chodesh. So come on. Since the Mishnah doesn't say that there is an inyan to be mekadesh al re'iyah, but rather it's al tzakonas hakarbon, so then it would sound like nisvat tishrei nami la mishum the mitzvah lekadesh al re'iyah. Then it would appear that nisvat tishrei is also no special mitzvah lekadesh al re'iyah, because if there is such a mitzvah of lekadesh al re'iyah, it should be across the board all 12 months, the Nisan and Tishrei, and not miyuchas in this respect. Says Yimar. Yamas Vishloim, Zimnin Molib, Zimnin Choser. If you're going to tell me sometimes the month of Adar is 29, and sometimes Adar is 3 days, Mishim Hochi Mechalina. That's why we have to be Mechalel. Why we mean Mechalel? Out to know when Yontiv is going to be, when Pesach is going to be. Eliyamas Li Oilam Choser. If you're going to tell me that it's always chaser, meaning that it's always 29 days to my mechal linan. Why are we mechalel Shabbos? So we asked this kasha already at the top of the amid. Eliyamis loyim chaser. We said isn't mishum the mitzvah kasha l'riyah. But now we've pulled the plug on that teret, because there apparently is no such mitzvah lekadosh al re'iyah. How do I know there's no such mitzvah? By the fact that it doesn't say by all 12 chadoshim timim mechal Shabbos, if Rish Chodesh might turn out on Shabbos, kezei re'eh v'kadesh, we want to hear from you, Hashmini Es Koylech. Apparently there is no such din. Only in the times of the Beis Midrash, it's takonas hakarbon. Now that there's no Beis Midrash, during that period of time that there was still mekadosh, says, apparently there's no inyan being mekadosh al pi re'iyah. That being the case, the chad b'kush of the duchta, if it's only 29 days, am I mechal linan? Efti marti of the yitaka right. So therefore, this that they told shochel in Marokva, this is not reliable, because in fact it may be years, although presumably al pi roiv it's 29, but there might be a time that it would be 30. So this is not a decisive declaration, a halachic declaration that they sent to Marukva, because in fact we fraged up the ganze Zach.
Regarding the,
yes, ma'am.
You see that they think a kabbonis is more important than Kish Lariya, because Chum Lazara, perhaps. That's why that's main concern. But once no more Bis Mikdash, then Kish Lariya is in effect.
Assuming that there was a Bezdin HaGodol today that was still being Mekadosh the Chodesh each time there's a new Chodesh, and assuming that there's a mitzvah always Kazer Re'eva Kadesh, why does the Mishnah say that the only time the Edom are Mechal Shabbos is on Nisan and on Tishrei? Why not on Cheshvan, and why not in Kislev, and why not in Tevis, and why not in Shvat? In other words, every single month, whenever Rish Chodesh might come out on Shabbos, like I believe next Shabbos, but wait for the announcement tomorrow by either the Bezdin or by the Ruv, by right before Musaf. So if it's going to be Shabbos, and if there's a mitzvah of Kazer Re'eva Kadesh, every single month is on the same Madrega for that purpose. Send out Edom on, not send out, let Edom travel on Shabbos to go and tell Bezdin, we saw the new moon early in the morning, late last night, and therefore we're here to go and tell you that there is a new moilid, go and be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Every single month they should be Mechal, not just these 2 months. By the fact that only these 2 months, and even in time of the Beis Hamikdash, they only did it before the Tekonas HaKarban, they chose that this whole inyan amidst the Kadosh of Ria is really not a decisive, maybe L'chadchila, but certainly B'diavad, it's not enough L'chayra for Chil Shabbos. By the way, many of you asked yesterday about what's the extent of Chil Shabbos. Before you arrive, you look at, it sounds like Rashi says it's Chum, but the last Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis, you see the last Mishnah of the Perek, goes into more detail. You asked about, right, what about traveling on wagons and carrying things. The last Mishnah addresses it. Ayin Shom. Anyway, getting back to Imar Nachmol Kiyasa Ula Omar, Ibru Le'el. When Ula came, Ula was in Eretz Yisrael, and now he's coming to Bavel, and he's advising the people in Bavel, I got good news for you, Ibruha li El. El is going to be 30 days, and therefore you know now the Rosh Hashanah is not going to be on Monday, as you thought, it's going to be the next day on Tuesday, Ibru li El. And Oma Ula, and then Ula added, and he said to them, Raboisai, Yadi Chabin Bavloi, Maitivusa Avdinan Bahadayu. Do you appreciate the grace of Toiva that the Bezin Hagodun Yushalayim is doing on your behalf? You don't appreciate it, Chabra. You should know they're doing you a tremendous Toiva. Fraytimar Maitivusa, who's the grace of Toiva? Ula Oma Mishum Yakayar, Acha Barchanina, Oma Mishum Mesaya. Now, what are those two reasons? We discussed this briefly the other day, but now we're actually learning the sugya. Yarkaya means, what would happen if, for instance, Yom Kippur, or for that matter, Ivlavdavki Yom Kippur, even if Sukkot would come out on Sunday. Okay, so what's wrong if Sukkot comes out on Sunday? I have now 2 days in a row. I have Shabbos, and I have Sunday, which are holy days. Am I allowed to go and pluck out Yerokos from the garden? Of course not, because it's a Isra of Kodesh. Ah, so what's going to happen on Shabbos? Well, Shabbos, every Shabbos is like that. I can't go and pluck it out. But now even on Sunday, which is Yontif, I want to make a Gantz, Simchas Yontif, and I want to be able to eat my Aymet Zvibel with a piece of tomato, or with some lettuce, or whatever.
With an onion.
With an onion. Yeah, well, onions stay for a long time. You don't have to pluck it out. Okay. But the others do not stay. And so therefore, if you're going to go and pluck them out on Erev Shabbos, by the time Sunday rolls along, they're all going to be not totally spoiled, but partially spoiled. After all, we're talking about a humid, warm climate in Bavel, and there were no refrigerators, no air conditioning, no refrigeration, gornish. So it's all going to go bad. That's why they said, if we see that either Yom Kippur or even Sukkot is going to come out on Sunday, let's push it off a day, so that on Erev Yontov we'll be able to go and cut all the Arrakis and serve it, and it's a tzan, Yoichu Anovim V'yispo, it's on our wonderful, beautiful Yontov Suda. That's the Svar of Ula. Meisai means that if 2 days in a row, Chulila V'chas, you have a mess, for instance, if a person passed away Friday afternoon or Friday night or Shabbos morning, so usually Matzah Shabbos, you make the Kvura. or Sunday morning. Here you can't make it on Shabbos, here you can't make it on Sunday, you have to wait till Sunday night or till Monday morning. Huh? Nebuchadnezzar is going to be lying there, and this is Chas V'Shalom, there could be a stench, and it could be a terrible bizarre mess. So that's why you don't want 2 days in a row. We're going to talk about that. My benai, what's the nafkimini between Yarkai and Mesai? Both reasons are good reasons. Eke benai Yom Kippur shechol yois achar Shabbos. Why Yom Kippur? Man Yom Misha Mesai me'abrinon. If it's because of Mesai, we're going to be ma'aber. Why? Because you cannot go and be koiver a mess either on Shabbos or on Sunday Yom Kippur. Even al yedei Amamim, even through Goyim. We're going to talk about that a little bit later again in the Gemara. What's the problem with the Yerkaya? The problem is not Shabbos, because Shabbos you always have that issue. So it must be on Sunday. You don't have that issue on Sunday either, because people are fasting on Sunday. They're not eating Matzah Shabbos, they're not eating Sunday during the day. So when do you need the Yerkayas? La'orta. Right after Abdullah, somebody will run out to the field, to the garden, he'll pluck out a couple of tomatoes, a couple of potatoes, or whatever they need to pluck out for purposes of eating on Matzah Yom Tov. It's not so gefährlich. So therefore, Alts Messiah, there is no Eitzah, Mabrinan, but Alts Yarkaya, you wouldn't have to go and adjust and be Ma'abra the Chodesh for that reason. After all, Messiah is a very good reason. Why wouldn't the Yarkaya Mandi Omar agree that we should be Abra because of Messiah? So Timara, you're 100% right. He would have had to agree in this case, we should be Abra Misha Messiah. So Elikamina, so what is the Nakimina? Elikaminayu, not Yom Kippur, but Yom Tifasamuch Shabbos, Bein Mufaneh, Bein Melachra, which means, for instance, Sukkis. That Sukkis is either on Friday or on Sunday with Shabbos there, either the day before or the day after. Oh, we're going to be ma'abah because of Yerukas, because people want to have vegetables. After all, in the times of Chazal, people didn't eat flesh every single day and every single night. People were poor, and so therefore a large staple were the things that they were able to get in the fields. But you can't eat anything from the fields on Sunday or on Shabbos. In other words, if they're 2 days in a row, you won't be able to pluck it out because of the Isser of Kotzer. And you'll be stuck. That's why you should go be Ma'abrit, so there'll be a day in between. Here we're not talking about Yom Kippur. Here we're talking about Sukkot. So therefore, if Sukkot falls out on Friday, or if Sukkot falls out on Sunday, especially if it's Friday, we'll allow on the first day Amamaya. And as you recall, if it's already the second day of Yom Tov, presumably, well, here to be the first day of Yom Tov, so you'll have to do Amamaya either on Friday or on Sunday, but that's permissible, so that's okay. So because of that, you don't have to go and push off the Rosh Chodesh, leave Rosh Chodesh the way it should be, and you'll have Sukkot coming out on Sunday morning, no, on Sunday, because you can always, if there's a Messiah problem, you can always bury through the Amen. What about the fact that the Yerkaya is a major concern? People need to eat on the, for instance, if Sunday happens to be Yom Tov, what are they going to go and eat? They can't go and pluck out the Yerukas, the Tzuris. So isn't that a good reason to go and push off Yom Tov for a day, or push off Rosh Chodesh for a day? This man, the Yom holds, you could refreshen the Yerukas. If we're talking about normal lettuce, presumably that would be problematic. But Rashi says, Bechamimi, three lines before the wide lines, Shoyrim Bechamin, the particular vegetables that you're talking about, just let them soak in warm water, and that refreshes them, and you can go and eat them after all, and they will not spoil if you refresh them. So that being the case, Sechtu and Eitz. But that's why we have in Machloikis a Nafkimina between whether it's Yerkaya or Mesai. But Freyti Moriat Ihochi, Maishna Ledidon, Afiluditu Nami. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael. It comes to Bavel and says, Bavel, you don't know the grace of Toiva that the Yidden Yerushalayim are doing for you, that the Ma'aber, the Chodesh, when we have this issue of Yerkaya or Mesai. So, right tomorrow, they're doing it for us in Bavel. They're doing it for themselves still, you know. Okay, Shkoyach, secondarily, we're also getting a benefit. But aren't they doing it also for themselves? Yikarchi Maishna Lidon, Afilidon Ami. Everything will be done, Chavlon Alma. Meaning here in Babel it's much, much hotter, it's much, much warmer, because the people in Babel lived in the valley where there wasn't a lot of wind going back and forth, so it was hot, it was humid, and therefore you have a problem of the withering vegetables, and you have the problem of a mace. In Yerushalayim, as we know, Baruch Hashem, especially at night, it's nice and cool, because it's Yerushalayim Harim Sabavla, so you have, Yerushalayim itself is on a mountain, just like the Beis Hamikdash on a mountain, so you have lots of winds going back and forth, and so therefore it's not as hot as it is in Babel. So for them, this wasn't an absolute necessity, but in Babel, oh, it's very, very hot there. Can you imagine, in Kippur, Sukkot, it could be 100 degrees or more. So it's good that they made these adjustments.
Can you translate Chavinlan?
Chavin means hot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Frank Dimon Eini, Lemach Frank Akasha. V'atani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Yochel Kishem Shema Abernes Hashana Litzayrach. Kach Ma Abernes HaChoydish Litzayrach. As we know, whenever you have the need for an Ibiyor, which means every two or three years, we have to go and add an additional month. Why do we have to add an additional month? Because it says a Pesach has to come out B'Choydish Oviv. It's got to come out in the springtime, and if you're not going to each time add an imbius because of the difference of the 11 days between the lunar and the solar cycles, surely after a short period of time, Pesach will come out in the winter, and then Pesach will come out in the summer, and then Pesach will come out in the fall. So to keep it always in this Zman HaOviv, we have no choice. We have to go and be Ma'abe, the Shana, the Tzayach. Tzayach means every 2-3 years. So I would think Yochel, we can make adjustments as far as the Chodesh is concerned and add a day if necessary, be ma'aber it if necessary, like these adjustments, Mishum Yarkai Mesai. So I would think, as soon as you see the new moon, the Edom come, and the Bezin Shem Yarkadosh immediately, don't play around, don't adjust, don't make arrangements, whatever the day is, the day is. What do you mean? We just said a moment ago that you do have the right to adjust. Omer Rav on the side it says Omer Rav Loi Kashas and Ishve Kan LaAbroi Kan LeKadshoi. The question is to add a day or to subtract a day. In other words, what happens if this month was supposed to be 29, but because of considerations in Mesai and Yerkaya, the Bezin decided to make it 30? That's one thing, and that we're going to see it again in a moment. The Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that is permissible. When Rabbi Bar Shmuel said Yochel, and it's not permissible, that was to shorten the month, meaning that the month appears to be a 30-day month, and the Bezin is going to decide to make it 29 days for the same type of adjustments of Yerkaya and Mesai.
Without evidence?
Just bear with me. And therefore we have to restructure the words of Rav or Rav. Not like we said until now. Yochel Kishem Shema Abin Sashana Letzayrach. Kach ma'aber es ha'chodesh ha'tzayrach. No. V'achi kamer. Yochel kishem shema'aber es ha'shana. V'yes ha'chodesh le'tzayrach. Oh, you are allowed to be ma'aber the chodesh ha'tzayrach. I would think, kach me'kachin es ha'chodesh le'tzayrach, that we can also shorten the month, even though the month would have been, could have been, should have been 30 days, because we see it's going to have a negative effect on Yom Kippur, on Sukkot, or what have you. We can go be Mekadosh HaChodesh prematurely, a day before, and make the previous month, instead of a 30-day month, only 29. So I would have thought, Tamalei Mechodesh Zelechem Kezei Re'e V'Kadesh. No, you cannot do that. Why does the Kezei Re'e V'Kadesh upset the Mekadoshness HaChodesh? Why doesn't it upset the Ma'abrenes HaChodesh? Because Ma'abrenes HaChodesh, you're Mekayim the Kezei Re'e V'Kadesh, you're just postponing the declaration of the Bezdin. You have that the Edom came, for instance, on Tuesday, and therefore now Rosh Chodesh should be on that day. And the Bezdin said, no, that's going to interfere with Yom Kippur, it's going to interfere with Sukkot. You know what? We're going to make it a day later. So you're going to be Mekayim the Kezei Re'e V'Kadesh. However, what happens if no Edom came on the Tuesday, was supposed to be day number 30? They didn't come. And now, when do we expect the Edom to come? On day 31. So you know what? We're going to go and tell them, come today on day 30, even if you didn't see the Moilet Halavana, you didn't see the new moon, I know everybody's getting all nervous about it. We're going to explain this in greater detail in a moment. Please don't jump. We're going to go and tell them, say, you saw the new moon. We're going to be Mekadesh it a day early. So I would have thought, instead of making it into a long month, meaning, because nobody saw the new Levana yet, I want you to come in and say you saw a new Levana, and we're going to be Mekadesh it. Says the Gemara, no. Tamaloyimar, Achodiz Elechem. If you didn't see the new Levana, then you cannot be Mekadesh it prematurely. So you cannot go and make shorter months. You can only make longer months. This is consistent with what Rav Shuv ben Levi said. The word ma'aymen only means to make them scared. But over here we don't mean to go and make them in dread and trepidation and scared. What we really mean to say is, we say to the Edom, I know that you saw the brand new Chodesh, the new Levana. Please, Rashi says, Meshaskin. Please, Machashtika, don't talk about it. Geitzahayim, come back tomorrow morning, and we're going to go listen to your Edis at that time. We're going to be Mekadesh it tomorrow. So that is permissible, because we want to make the adjustment, make it a little bit longer. But we can't go and say to the Edom that they didn't see the new Levana, come in and be Mekadesh it a day earlier. This is a very, very hard to say. Look at, if you want to take a look at the Rashi, Rashi is five lines into the wide lines down below. Ma'imin ala Edim, now onto the sixth line. Al ha'chodesh shenir bizmanoi, b'yom shloishim, the Edim come and they say to the Bezin, we saw today in yom shloishim, let's make Rosh Chodesh today, and yesterday will be the last day of the month, it'll be a short month, today will be Rosh Chodesh. So we tell them, yachrishu, don't talk. B'shvil la'abrei, come back rather tomorrow morning, or give us the Edis, but don't spread the word, don't tell anybody, it's just going to be a private secret between us, and tomorrow morning we're going to go and proclaim the new Chodesh. That's permissible, fine. However, Edom that didn't see anything, we want to dafka go and make Rosh Chodesh today, because otherwise Shabbos and Yom Kippur are going to come back to back. It says Tzuris Misayir Kaya. We don't say to them Shiyomru Roinu V'Yidu Sheker. Now we don't say, come into Bezdin and say, we solemnly say that we saw the new moon, and they're going to be made checker. That you don't do. You don't do that. And therefore, that is what Rabba Bar Shmuel was saying. But Tony, Rabba Bar Shmuel, we are ma'aber the chodesh l'tzayrach. Yes, we do postpone it a day. But we don't shorten it a day. That we would not do. That is not permissible. So therefore, no kashim at the Yarkai Messiah. That you'll have the Yarkai Messiah means to extend the month, but not to shorten the month. So far, are you, Barry, you okay?
The 30th day, if Edom don't come, then the 30th day automatically becomes Rosh Chodesh, correct?
Our sugya holds that it only becomes Rosh Chodesh when the Bezin declares it to be Rosh Chodesh. If they don't declare it to be Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh, even if all the calculations and all the king's horses and all the king's men say it's a new Chodesh, until they declare it, it's not a new Chodesh.
So if there's no Edom, it's cloudy,
wait the next day. Freit Dimora Eini. That's what you just said now, that you allow the Bezin to adjust by making a longer month, but you don't adjust with a shorter month. Freit Dimora Eini Vashalach Leir of Yehuda Nesia Leir of Ami. Have a yoidin. She call yom of shor Rabbi Yochanan hoyim alam deino. Rabbi Yochanan used to teach us. Ma'ayman ala edim al ha'chodesh shaloi nira vizmanoi, that nobody saw, the edim didn't see anything. Lekadshoi avabish aloi re'uhu yoyim re'inu, that the edim should say, even though they didn't see it, they say that we did see it. This sounds very, very strange. We have edim coming and testifying falsely in the courtroom, and they're testifying falsely. And it's not that they're doing it on their own volition. We tell them that that's what you're supposed to do. So this is a difficult concept. Besides the fact, where are you going to find the Edom? Edom are talking about people that saw the Levana and they're coming to Yerushalayim. Are we talking about just take any Yankel and Berel and schlep them into Bezin? Come on in. Did you see the Levana? What's the Levana? Sure. What are you talking about? We were dabbling the whole day. We didn't see anything. You saw the Levana. Oh, now that you told me I saw it, I guess I did see it. Go and say you saw the Levana. That sounds so strange. So, but that's Lamaisa what it says in the Gemara. However, the Rabbeinu Hananel goes and is ameliorates our concerns somewhat. The question is, where do you find in Rabbeinu Hananel? Because it's a very long Rabbeinu Hananel, and each Gemara has a different print. But let's see if we can go and find it. Rabbeinu Hananel that I'm looking at looks like it was from yesterday. Yeah. Where are you holding?
In the middle of the
line. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi?
Yeah, is that
the one
you want?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Ah, okay. Kaloi Mar. Ain ma'ayman oisan. Go another few lines further down. Yeah. This is those that have this version. It's around over here. Anyway, what does it say? Kolim ain ma'ayman oisan va'oymum lehem ki zuaru v'heidu ki hahu shenir lechem ki en kivisa.
What is kichisa?
Kichisa. But the Gemara uses the word kivusa. Where is this kivusa? If you turn to the Chavdalid Amid Aleph, right before the first Mishnah, you see two lines before my timer, Amer. What do you have there?
Chavdalid
is 24a. Do you have the Mishnah?
Kivusa.
So that's why I was saying.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be.
I didn't see Chavdalid.
No problem. No complaints.
It's okay.
But what does Kivusa mean? Eimer Kivusa de Eiva Ba'al Mahu de Chazi. What the Gemara is telling us is that we asked the Eidim, and the Eidim mistook what looked like the new Levana for really a cloud. There was a white cloud there on the horizon at night, and they saw that with their telescopes, and they said, "Ooh, you see that white thing, that little white speck over there? It was really a white cloud." But they wanted the impression that it was a moon. So what the Rabbeinu Hananel is saying is that this man, the Omar, that says, Ma'ayman ala Eidim, that we say to Eidim, we want you to say, Re'inu, it's not pshat, they didn't see anything. They come into Bez and they saw this white cloud. And normally we would say, Chevra, at this time, the Moilid is finished. There was no word. This was not. They thought they were seeing a new Levana, but based on calculations, based on the days and the nights, it's impossible. This must be the white cloud. But because we want to make this adjustment, we say to them, Rabbi Yitzhak, continue saying that it was a Levana, and we're going to go and be Maskim, and we're going to be Mekadesh, even though there was no real sighting. It was an unreal sighting. Okay? So this is what the Gemara said, Vashalach Rabbi Yehuda Nesil Rabami, that this is what Rabbi Yochanan permitted, that you're allowed to make an adjustment, not only forward, but also an adjustment backward. In other words, not only to go make a 29-day month, 30-day month, but a 30-day month to make a 29-day month, all because of the concern of the Messiah, Matir Kai.
So Adam arrived on the scene and said, "We saw something
hazy over there, up there. Mm-hmm. To us, it looked like a Levana." The Bezdin talks among themselves.
They jump on them and they say, yeah, it was the moon.
It was a great idea. Yeah, let's make it now because it
appears. This seems very, very staged.
Okay, well, that's what it is. It's permissible. Rashi says early on top of the Amud, the reason why Bezin is allowed to do that, because it says in the Pasuk, Atem, Atem, Afil Mezin, Afil Mutoin, Afil Shogigin. So therefore, the Bezin has that authority to go.
Where's
it, Rashi? That's Rashi. It's about 10 lines at the top of the Amud. Eliyam is in the Mother, and the Minchaser, Echti, the Bezin Tali, can be in the Kaman, Mitchell, we'll see that Fafay, Atem, Afil Mezin. Okay, that mezina means even if Bezin knows that this is not the proper day, no problem. They can still make a shchodesh anyway for these adjustment purposes.
I recall.
Yes,
lechem. I recall.
No.
Mash
Chamish. What about the
kosher? Lechem from mezina.
Lechem.
This is from Emor.
No.
The drasha is atem, and it says in the pasuk, Eile miyade Hashem asher tikru oisam mikrei kodesh, and the Gemara says, don't read it oisam, read it atem, asher atem tikru mikrei kodesh. You'll see Mitzvah and Daf Chofei. You don't have to be nervous, Mandy, in a few days. Anyway, back to the Gemara, Omer Abaye. Izvach Shver, you said a moment ago that you could not adjust it backwards, only forwards. But here we see that Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, you can adjust it, either way. Amar Abaye Lekashikan, that is in Mitishrei HaBishar Yarki. This is Mitishrei because of this concern of Yarkai and Mesai. You have Yom Toivim in Nisan and in Tishrei. You have Yom Kippur, you have Sukkot, you got Pesach. Here the Bezin has the power to adjust both forward and backward, make longer months, shorter months. That we said that the Bezin should only make it longer and not shorter, that's talking about Shar Yarchi, other months where these concerns don't apply. Rava Omar, Hadatani Rav Bashmul. Remember, we go back to Rav Bashmul. Rav Bashmul is one of the said in the middle lines. Hadatani Rav Bashmul, Yoch Kishim Rav Bashmul Letoyer. Kavav Lechayish Letoyer. I would think you can extend the month. No, you cannot extend. But we keep on saying that you could extend because of Yakaya or Messiah. So they more give it to Eretz. That Rav Bashmul didn't say those words. He said, in fact, you can extend. You just cannot go and shorten the month. Frey Timura. Not Frey Timura, Zot Rav Nupshat. Rav Hadatan Rav Bashmul Acherimi. Rav Bashmul goes in accordance with Acherim, the Sanya. We had this Acherim already earlier on in our Masechta, back on Davov, I believe. What do they say? Acherim Oyimim, Ein Min Ateres Atzeve, Ein Min Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, El Adalid, Yom Luvad. From year to year to year to year to year, the difference in the days of the year is always maximum 4 days. It's maximum, minimum, always 4 days. Why is it 4 days? Because every single Jewish year is 354 days. In 354 days, how many weeks do we have in 354 days?
50.
Because 50 times 7 is 350. How many days do we have remaining? 4. That's why there's always a difference. There are 4 days from 1 year to next. Not only Ateres, Ateres, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Every day of the year, today happens to be, I think, Chof Kimul Cheshvan, I believe. Next year, Chof Kimul Cheshvan will be 4 days later. It won't be on Friday, it'll be Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, etc., Tuesday. 4 days later. V'mohis Shana Muberes. What happens if there's a Shana Muberes, which means we added another other? That new other is always going to be 29 days. 29 days is exactly 4 full weeks, right? 4 times 7 is 28, plus one more. So that one more will make the difference between 1 year and the next, a difference of 5 days. What's the point? The point is, Acherim say, don't have any types of practices, of arrangements, of adjustments, making it shorter, making it longer. It's always 29:30, 29:30, 29:30, 29:30 for the next 150 years. It's always 29:30. Therefore, the difference between 1 year and the next is only going to be a difference of 4 days. And every year is going to be a difference of 5 days. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds like Achim. Rabbi Menedo Masi Ipcha. He learned bring for care from what we said before. Ma'ayman ala idem ala chodesh shaloi nira bizmane lekadshoi, to go and shorten the month. Yes, we speak to the edem and we say to them, please go and be made. We want to shorten the month. But we do not go and ask the edem to go and withhold their testimony or to delay it to extend the month. But that doesn't make sense. Why would that be? My time. I'll tell you why. Hi, merci kishikra. Hi, loy merci kishikra. Because in one case, it will appear to the populace that there's a sheker, that the Bezin is doing a fake news. In the other case, it doesn't look like fake news. What does that mean? Look at the top Rashi. Hi, merci kishikra. So Rashi, kishaniris vizmano, when the moon was sighted in its proper time. Ve'enon me'iden, and what happens was, people were not made. In other words, we tell the Edom, Shvaig, don't be made. Harbi Acherim Yeshra'u. A lot of other people in Yerushalayim say, you know, that's so strange. I saw the new moon last night. I'm sure others did. He'll knock on his neighbor's door. Yanko, did you see? Yeah. In fact, I couldn't sleep at night. I saw the new moon. It was all the moon rays came into my window. So hundreds of people saw that. When the Bezin is going to say, no, today's not Rish Chodesh, tomorrow's Rish Chodesh. Come on. Bezin, fess up. What's going on over here? This is fake news. There shall shake a brew. If we make the month early, in other words, we shorten the previous month and we make Rosh Chodesh the day earlier, and people say, well, I didn't see any moon, that's not surprising, that's the reason why we have Eden. Nobody knows this. Itaka didn't see it. That's why these two Yidden had to come from Haifa, from Tzvaz, from Tel Aviv, from somewhere else, to tell us, because we, Tak and Yerushalayim, couldn't see it. But they could. That's why they came. So that doesn't look like a sheker. So I'd rather go and shorten the month rather than lengthen the month.
It bothers me, it says, ain't sheker know that. It's not saying it's the sheker isn't known. It's not saying that it's not a sheker.
Mm-hmm. A sheker is. I mean, the word sheker, of course, means a lie.
Right.
We don't over here mean a lie. We mean something that the Rabbanan are allowed to do, because they're authorized to do, to extend or to shorten. However, we don't want to do something that will have the perception and the appearance of an impropriety. Because the people out there that don't know Maseches Rosh Hashanah, didn't learn today's stuff, they're going to think, hey, the rabbis are playing fast and loose with all the days and the calendar and the month and how can they do that? We all saw the new moon and then they delayed it. But the fact that they didn't see a new moon...
It doesn't prove anything.
Exactly. So that's the end of the shikha. Now, from here, from Amud Shmuel till almost the bottom of the Amud, we're going to go into things which are not your daily learning, your daily staple, but rather we're going to talk about the Moilid, and we're going to talk about the seeing of the old moon and the new moon. The article has two or three pages with footnotes that go from here to Canarsie. Very, very long. Those of you that have the time and the patience and the brains and the effort, it's wonderful, wonderful reading. But for our purposes, we're just going to learn, if you will, the Ivra, and try to understand it the best we can, on a somewhat superficial level. Amar Shmuel, Yochilna Litkunei Lekula Goyla. Shmuel said, as we know, Shmuel was a Baki in astronomy.
Yes.
The famous member of Shmuel was
a famous member.
Nehirin Li Shvili Derkia. It's clear to me all the pathways upstairs in the heavens. Kishvili Derkia, just like the paths over here locally in Nehirin Li, where I live. Is that Chazal? It's a famous. I look it up for you, but it's a famous Chazal. So Shmuel said, "I know all the pathway up in heaven." So since he knows the pathway in heaven, he said, "I don't need the Bezin HaGadol to tell me. I don't need the Edom to tell me. I can calculate." Basically, what Shmuel was saying was, "I could write the calendar, the Luach, which is written decades later or generations later by Hillel." So he says, Shmuel, I could write that calendar. I can be Mesak and Kulagai. So in other words, you don't have to send that Shluchim. You don't have to let me know what the Bezin HaGadol decided. Ich weis, I know when the new month should be based on my own astronomical calculations. So Omalei Abba Avua Tereb Simloi L'Shmuel. Abba Avua Tereb Simloi was not so convinced. And he said to Shmuel, Yodem Mar Hay Milza De Tanya Besoida Ibur. I'm going to quote for you now some cryptic language from a Brisa. The Brisa was called Soid Ibur. The reason why it was called Soid, says Rashi, not that it was a secret, but rather it was written in Remozim, in a way of Remez, hints. The reason why it was written in the way of hints is because the Beis Din was concerned that if everybody and anybody would know all the rules and regulations and all the calculations and all the numbers and the math and all the rest, that they would constantly second guess the Beis Din HaGadol and say, hey, how did they go and make this month 30 days or 29 days? According to my calculations, it doesn't come out that way. So therefore, when they did write the rules and regulations, they wrote it in a cryptic form, in this Rimozim way, so that the masses shouldn't be able to understand it. Only the great scholars would have the possession of this great knowledge. And therefore they asked Shmuel, do you understand this Braisa, Soida Ibra? What does it say in the Braisa? Noilid Koidim Chatzois. Oi Noilid Acher Chatzois. Can you understand what that means? Amalei, Shmuel said, like, no, I don't know what the pshat is in that. Amalei said, now, Abba Vod Reb Simloi said to Shmuel, Mirahola Yodamar, since you don't understand these simple words in this price of the Seyda Iber, it can be that there are other aspects to the astronomical calculations and discussions and rules and regulations that you're also not familiar with, so I don't follow what you said. You said that you're a bucky, you know. That you don't know.
It doesn't. The knowledge of astronomy is independent of knowing the Brisa.
True.
So Shmuel wasn't saying I know every Brisa. Shmuel was saying I know the Shvili Rakia. So it's not. I mean, what type of a response is it? Oh, you don't know this Brisa, this remote Brisa called Soda Ibor. It's very unfair to Shmuel.
I'm assuming that although the Gemara doesn't tell us what Shmuel's response was, that if he had to respond, presumably he would respond in the way that you're saying. But the Kasha is Nishkazash Tarka Kasha, because what he's saying is, you could be the greatest astronomical genius, but you still have to know the Halacha. So you have to know the Rambam's on it, you have to know the Shulchan Aruch on it. Yeah. Of course, there was no Rambam and Shulchan Aruch at the time, but it was this price of Seyda Ibur. This is the basics, you got to know these rules and regulations, and you don't even understand what Nodakun Chatzois and Nodakun Chatzois means. So Echam Moira, that you could be the greatest genius in the world and know every constellation and all that, but nevertheless, you don't know the Halacha, because you don't know the basic Brisa that talks about it. Kisalik Reb Zera, we're going to come back in a moment what in fact is the pshat in this price. Kisalik Reb Zera, when Reb Zera came up, meaning Reb Zera went to Eretz Yisrael, and now Kisalik Reb Zera, when he came back from, no, he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, now he's in Eretz Yisrael, Sholach Lehu, he sent them an irogram, he sent them a message, a letter. Sholach Lehu, you remember those irograms?
Yeah, you had to fold them
and you had to lick them.
Yeah, the blue paper, yeah.
Exactly. So Sholach Lehu, Tzorach Shehei, Laila V'yoin Min HaChoydesh. It has to be that the Laila and the Yoim are from the same month. V'zu She'omer Abavur, D'Reb Simloi, Mechashin Es Choldosoi, what Abba Vudr Shemloi was quoting that Braisa, what he meant is, what does the Braisa mean? Mechashin Es Choldosoi, first you figure out what the Moilet is, like they'll announce tomorrow, the Moilet is on, etc., etc., or they'll say it in English, the Moilet will be, etc. Mechashin Es Choldosoi, and if that Moilet is Noilet Koidim Chatzois, Biyadua Shemira, Samach Lishkiya Sechama, then you're going to go and see the new moon before the end of the day, before Shkiya. But Loi Noilet Koidim Chatzois, if they didn't, if they, the Moilet that they're going to announce is going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then you know that the new moon was not sighted yet and will not be sighted before Shkia. Okay, well, now we went through this quickly. The question is, what does all of this mean? So, again, Reb Zera came to Eretz Yisrael, and now he's sending back a letter to Chutz Laretz. And he's saying, first of all, Tzorach Shehei, Laila V'yoyim Min HaChodesh. What does that mean? So we'll see Rashi in a moment, that if you saw the sighting of the old moon, in other words, that last sighting before the old moon fades from the horizon, if you saw that moon when at night, Rashi says, for instance, the night between the 29th day and the 30th day, then you can be convinced that you know as a matter of law that next day will be from the Chodesh She'ovar. Again, if the night of 29th day is ending, 30th day is about to beginning, it's Leil 30, you can still see the old Levana, then you know that next day on day 30 will still be from the old month and will not be from the new month. Now what's the reason for that? We'll see Mechem in the Gemara shortly. I'll give you Ashtikal Hakdama now. We'll see in the Rashi in greater detail, we'll see it in this Rashi, that every time you're on the brink between the old month and the new month, for the last 6 hours of the old month, no one can see the old Levana. When we say old Levana means about the old Levana, the new Levana is the same moon. However, you can tell the difference between the old Levana and the new Levana by the crescent, by where...
The direction.
The direction, exactly. So, the old Levana can be seen until 6 hours before the Moilet. The Moilet is whatever they are going to announce in shul, whatever it says on the calendar, whether it's at 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, or day, whatever it happens to be. You go back 6 hours before that Moilet, that's, at that point, the old moon can no longer be seen. Why can't it be seen anymore? The article will explain, because the sun is in the way, the moon is in this shape, and that direction, and the earth, and the three come together, the earth, the moon, and the sun, in such a configuration that it keeps on fading, 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 and for the last 6 hours before the Moilet, you don't see the old moon any longer anywhere throughout the whole world. After the Moilet, whatever that time is, Moilet, for the next 6 hours, you don't see the new moon yet. You will see it after the 6 hours, but not within that 6 hours. So therefore,
there's a 12-hour exclusion zone.
There's a 12-hour period that you don't see any moon anywhere. Not the last 6 hours of the old moon, then not the new 6 hours of the new moon. What about, can you see prior to that, prior to the 6 hours, or later beyond the new 6 hours of the new moon? That depends where you are situated, where you're located. And as we'll see Rashi a little bit further down the Amud, that if you live, for instance, in Bavel, and Bavel was the east, and the old moon sets in the east, and the new moon is going to rise in the west. That being the case, in the east, in Bavel, they were able to, in fact, see the old moon until that 6 hour period right before the moon. But before that, 7 hours, before 8 hours, they saw the old moon. However, if you lived in Eretz Yisrael, where they lived in the west, it was already too far for them. They could not see the old moon. The last time they were able to sight it was 6 hours before. The people, however, but they couldn't see 7 hours before, 8 hours before, because it's just too far.
I'm surprised, because this Eretz is on a mountain, so what will be obstructing them? It's not,
again, look in the footnotes in the article. It deals with all of the issues that you're talking about and more. But this is on the simple level. So in Chutzlar, it's in Bavel, since they were in the east and they're close to the moon, they were able to go and see the moon until not only until the 6 hours before, but 7 hours before, and 10 hours before, and 12 hours, and 18 hours, and 24, they were able to see. Just the last 6 hours they couldn't see. However, those guys in Bavel, when the new moon came up, they couldn't see it after the new 6 hours, because the new moon is rising in the west and they're in the east. So they were only able to go and see the new moon 18 hours after the new moon came up. So couple that, the 6 hours of the old moon that they could not see, with the 18 hours of the new moon. So for a period of 24 hours, they're not able to go and see any moon whatsoever. And now the same thing applies to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, since they happen to be in the west, the only thing, they will see the brand new moon after 6 hours. After 6 hours it comes up in the west, oh, we see it! 6 hours after the moed. However, of the old moon, not only could they not see it the last 6 hours, they could not see it 18 hours before the moilid. Why couldn't they see it 18 hours? Because it's just too far away from their direction. So again, for them it's also 24, but the 24 is allocated 18 to the old moon and 6 to the new moon, while in the case of the people from Bavel, the 24 hours were allocated the last 6 of the old moon and 18 of the new. And presumably there are people in between where you can go and slice it a little bit differently. It'll be 10 and 14 and things of that nature, but our Gemara doesn't go into that and Rashi doesn't go into that. Okay, so now what have we just established? So just backtracking a little bit. So Gemara, when Reb Zeira came to Eretz Yisrael, he sent back a letter. Shalach lo, tzorach shehei laila v'yoy mena chodesh. What does that mean? If you saw you guys in Bavel, if you saw the Levana at night between 29 and 30, you know for a fact that for the next 24 hours, you're not going to see the brand new moon, because you don't see the new moon for a period of 24 hours. And that being the case, the next day, the day 30, don't even think about seeing the new moon, and therefore that day will never, ever be called the new Rosh Chodesh. It's only going to be 24 hours later. That means Matzah Lamed, between Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, Sof Shei Laila V'Yoy Min HaChodesh. Chodesh means the old month. So to Rashi, it's parallel to our Gemara. HaYoyim HaYoyim HaChar Laila. As we know, Liyoy HaYoyim Min HaChodesh, this new day, in other words, the next day, Yom Lamed, is going to be Menachoydish Shehoyeh Boy Leo Sholofanev. It will be the continuation of the night before. Is Lamanda Shemiris Halavona Hayishana. If you saw the old moon, Mishacha Sheicha Yom Esrim Betisha Shehu Leo Shloishim, in between 29 and 30, Ein Mekashin Oisim Yom Shloishim. The next day, there's nothing to talk about. You can't be Mekadishit. You can stand on your head. Great Rashi, Vintoima, Pshita. What is the Chiddush of Reb Zeira? Since we're going to say later on, the Ein Mekadshin, or Pshita the Ein Mekadshin, Shehar Leitira HaChadosha B'Yom Shloishim, you're not going to see it on Yom Shloishim. The Kaimelon Esem Varbo HaShoi, for 24 hours, Mechse Sierra, Sierra means the moon, Mechse, it's going to be covered over, Kiramin Lekamon, like we're going to see later on. So what's Reb Zeira's Chiddush? V'Shteitzach. If you saw the Levana between 29 and 30 at night, you're not going to see the new Levana until next night, 24 hours later, between 30 and 31. So what's the Chiddush? That even though you didn't see the new moon yet, let's be Mekadosh it prematurely. If people were able to see the old Levon at night, don't even think of trying to convince the Edom come in prematurely. We saw this white cloud. We think it's a Levon. No, forget about it. Everybody saw last night the old moon. So if you're going to go and declare Bezdin the next morning or the next afternoon, oh, we had a sighting of the new moon, people say, come on, you're pulling my leg, that's impossible. We all saw the old moon last night, it's impossible. So therefore, that's what Reb Zeira's Kiddush is. If you saw the moon that at night, the next day automatically will follow with that moon of last night. And since it was the old moon, it's the old Chodesh.
But people from Bavel aren't coming to Eretz Yisrael to Mekadesh the Chodesh.
I hear you. But that's what Reb Zeira sent them, this message. Shalach Luter Shehi Laila V'yoy Men HaChodesh. Number two. V'zusha Omar Abba Avud Reb Simloi. That Abba Reb Simloi challenged Shmuel from that Braisa. What does that Braisa mean? Remember, what did the Braisa say?
Back in the Gemara.
No problem. That Abba Avud Reb Simloi challenged Shmuel, and he said to him, it says in the Braisa, Noi that Koidim Chatzois, or Noi that Acha Chatzois. Back to the Gemara continuing on. Zusha Omar Abba Avud Reb Simloi. What he meant is the following. Mechashvin Estaldose. First, figure out when the moilet is. Is the moilet 10 o'clock in the morning? Is the moilet 2 o'clock in the afternoon? If the moilet is, for instance, 10 o'clock in the morning, since we said that by definition, from the time of the moilet until the sighting, the first sighting, there's got to be a minimum of 6 hours. If the moilet is at 10 o'clock in the morning, there means that we will see, we will have the ability to see with our eyes the new moon, some of Hashkiya Zechama, before nightfall, because there's only a 6 hour difference.
Right.
So from 10 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if somebody says, I saw the new moon in the afternoon, it's very, very possible. However, if the moilet they announce in shul is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then someone says, oh, I saw the new moon at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening, then you know we will not see it. It's impossible, because it's always a 6 hour period from the moilet that you have in the luach, that you figure out
the
calculated moilet, to the actual sighting, because human eyes cannot see it for the first 6 hours. So breaking one of the line off, me, this is fascinating news. Why do I care? I'm Ravash, the Kushi Sabi. If Aiden come into bed and they say, we saw it, we didn't see it.
We know they're mistaken or lying.
Exactly. We know that if the moilet was 10 o'clock in the morning and they say we saw it in 4 in the afternoon, okay, that's very possible. But if the moilet is 1 o'clock in the afternoon and they say we saw it 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
impossible.
We know it's impossible. And now the Gemara repeats what we were talking about before. Reb Zeira, Reb Nachman. Chof Dalit Shoi Mechsi Siara. For 24 hours, the moon is covered over on the horizon and it cannot be seen anywhere in the world.
That's Shos Manios, right?
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't matter if it's 24.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It's true, but it's not. We don't need it for our Gemara.
This is just great for the Shkia, pre-Shkia.
Yeah, that's
why I was asking. Okay.
Yeah, you did fine. So 24 Shoi Mechsi Siara. Lididon for Uns. Uns means here in Chutz Laretz, Shismi Atika, we will not see the last 6 hours of the old moon, the Tamni Sri Mecharata, and we will not see 18 hours of the new moon. Why won't we see the new 18 hours? Because as we said before, the Levana started off, the old Levana set permanently in the eastern side of the horizon, and we Bava live in the eastern side vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, so of course northeast, but we're just focusing on the east aspect. So we are able to see the old Levana until the final time that one can see it, means until the 6 hours before, the last 6 hours nobody sees it, but until 6 hours and 5 minutes before we still saw it. Final 6 hours we couldn't see. But we're not going to see the brand new Levana for another 18 hours. Why? Because it's going to rise in the west and we're in the east, so we cannot see it. The Tetuva for Eretz Yisrael is the other way around. Shis Mechadata, the new month, the new moon, they will not see after the moilet for the first 6 hours, and they won't see the old moon for the last 18 hours. Again, for 18 months, my nafkimin. Okay, Lamais is 24. That if an aide were to come into the Bezen Shtivel and he says that he saw the new Levana, depending on whether he lives in the east or in the west and how quickly he came to Yerushalayim, we'll be able to ask him, when did you see it at this and that time? Can't be. Since the moilet was kach v'kach, and since you came from Bavel, you wouldn't see this for 18 hours, and you saw that you saw it already 3 hours or 5 hours. Impossible. So, etc. So that's the end of this shtickle. Let's take a very quick look at the Rashi to just go over this 24 hour business. Dr. Rashi. Chof Dalit Shoi Mechsi Siara. This is the fourth of the middle wide lines. 24 hours. Samach Lechidusha when we get close to the new moilid, milafanov ume achrov, you add the hours before and afterwards, he miskasim an eye, you cannot see it by the regular eye, based on, for a 24 hour period, mitoich koitna, because it's so small. That's the lemas mikolad. That's everywhere. No matter where you live, for the first, for the last 6 hours of the old, for the new 6 hours of the new, impossible. There's another shtein esrei shoyz, because it's 24 altogether. So besides the 12, 6 and 6 is another 12. But now it depends how you allocate it. Shehi ben mizrach, nearest l'bnei mizrach. So the 12 hours prior to the last 6 hours of the old month, the guys that live in Mizrach can see the old moon. They can't see it because it's too small. However, when the moon moves, that's the new moon, is now on the Ma'ariv side, they see it immediately after the 6 hours. Because Bnei Mizrach can't see it because it's just too far. Always, the last few hours of the old moon is always in the eastern side, the southeastern side. You have the brand new Chidush, it's always became Ma'ariv Estreimis, it's always on the western side. So it starts off in the east, and then that is the old moon ends in the east, the new moon begins up in the west, so that's depending on whether you're B'nai Mizrach or B'nai Marav, that depends on when you'll be able to see it. Will you be able to see it the last few hours before of the old, or will you be able to see the new one as soon as the 6 hours pass? Says Rashi, don't rely on me, Kach Ra'isi B'Yasayda Shem Sadia, the Shem Sadia going, he's the one to tell that, Hilkach, Kisha Yishona Miskasa B'Mizrach, from the moment that the Levana is miskasa, means the old Levana is no longer visible, so you have the 6 hours of the old Levana that you don't see, and they're not going to see for the next 18 hours of the new Levana. Okay, miskasa b'nei Marav, and when the B'nai Marav can't see it, they also won't be able to see for 24 hours. But instead of being the 6 plus the 18, it's going to be the 18 plus the 6. But according to everybody, it's 24 hours, and that's what the Gemara was saying. Back to Gemara. Now we're repeating what we said at the top. If you saw the old moon at night, then you know that the next day is going to be from the prior month. It's not going to be for the new month. Pray to women, no, how do you know? Rabbi Yochan Omer, me'erev ad erev. Because I have a pasuk. This pasuk, of course, is by Yom Kippur. Shabbos, Shabbos, L'chem, Nisim, Esnach, Shiseichem, Besidish, L'choydish, Be'erev, me'erev ad erev, Tishvesu, Shabbatchem. So when you are trying to figure out the day starts me'erev ad erev. The Gemara on the surface sounds to be very, very simplistic in the sense, well, we know already from Parshas Bereishis, Vayi'erev, Vayivoyker, Yoim Echad, Yoim Sheni, etc. That we know that the Jewish day starts from the night and continues the entire day. Apparently why the Gemara feels that it's necessary to repeat that is because we do find in isolated cases, such as the Gabi Karbonois, right, you could go and eat a carbon that the Laila Hoylech Achar Yoim instead of the Yoim Hoylech Achar Laila. You can go and eat the carbon that day that you were makrevit, and you can eat it that full night, until Chatzos, until Arvut Shachar, first Mishnah and Brachas, etc. But the point is, there, in fact, it's the reverse of what we normally think. Instead of the day following the night, there the night follows the day. Here we're telling us when it comes to Hilchos Moilin and Hilchos Old Moon and New Moon, you go and measure Me'erev Ad Erev from the night through the next day until Ad V'loy Ad B'chol, until you finish, until the next
Shkiyas Shkiyas Shachama of that afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, that's why if you see the moon tonight, Me'erev, you're not going to be able to declare a new Chodesh for at least another 24 hours until the next Erev, till 24 hours later. Rish Lakish Amar, I have another Pasuk. Ad Yoimu Echad V'esem L'Chodesh Ba'arev. Now this Pasuk is regarding Pesach. And it's talking about eating matzahs. Again, you have the ois beis, number two. Barishoin, barbo ase yoim lachoydish ba'erev, toich lematzis. You should eat matzis that night. Ad yoim o echad yesen lachoydish ba'erev, until the end of Pesach, 7 days later. And therefore, again, the Torah uses such an expression, ad yoim o echad yesen lachoydish ba'erev, to tell you that Pesach ends at night. Which means that you measure from the first night, like the pasuk begins, so it goes ultimately erev ad erev. It's a different pasuk, but it's the same concept. It was a nafkamina, this pasuk, that pasuk. They're both saying the same thing. There's no nafkamina of halacha. This one had a Kabbalah we learned from this pasuk, this one, this, but there really is no nafkamina of halacha. There is a nafkamina of halacha. Chatzos laila ikabeinayim. Now, what is chatzos laila? What is that all about? So, this gets us into easy Hilchos Pesach, as we know that although this pasuk on the surface says you eat matzahs for 7 days, there is no mitzvah to eat matzahs except for the first night. Exactly. The rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat a morsel of matzah. You can eat meat and potatoes the whole time, and you don't have to eat any matzahs. Of course, you're now going to eat chametz, but there's no mitzvah to eat matzahs. Ah, so therefore, explains Rashi, then the first night of Pesach is really on its own. It's not part of this pasuk that says that you can eat matzahs until the end of Yom Tov, because that pasuk is not telling you the mitzvah of eating matzahs, it's telling you the right to eat matzahs as opposed to the issur of eating chametz. But the first night, it's not a rishus. The first night, it's a mitzvah. You have to eat matzahs. And in fact, because of that, Rashi says that the first night is nimshach. It's like an extension of Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, you makrev the Korban Pesach. Even though you can't eat matzahs Erev Pesach, it's like boil, etc. Exactly. But nevertheless, it's considered to be nimshach, a continuation of Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, if you were to go and see the Levona before Chatzos, it could be that according to the second man, the Omar, you could declare the next day the new Chodesh. Because the only problem of declaring the next day the new Chodesh is if you saw it after Chatzos Laila, where the mitzvah of eating matzah is no longer a chiv. It only becomes a rishus. So for these calculations, according to the second man, the Omar, why astronomical calculations are dependent on the mitzvah of eating matzah, I don't know. But that's what Reish Lakish learned in the Soira, that you really start the calculation for Chatzos Laila, because that's when the Chiyuv ends and the Rishus begins. Ah, so therefore, if you saw the new Levana after Chatzos, 100% right, you could not declare the next day to be Rosh Chodesh. However, if you saw the old Levana before Chatzos, according to the second man, the Yomar, Lav Davka, it could be that the next day could be, in fact, part of the new Chodesh.
So earlier, on the Chatzos Hayom, on the fifth line, Chatzos Hayom. Mm-hmm. Here we're talking Chatzos HaLaila.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Now, the next point of this is, L'choira, what is Rava telling us Chatzos Laila Ikebenai? You're telling me that if you're going to go and see the new Levana after the old Levana after Chatzos, automatically that next day is going to be part of the old month. However, if you saw it before Chatzos, the next day could be Rosh Chodesh of the new month. But didn't we say that this is a 24-hour thing? So even if I saw it at night, I got to wait 24 hours because those are the mechanics, forgetting about the psukim. So Rashi asks this question. So Rashi says, Avadi, you're not going to see it for the next 24 hours. The Gemara is only telling us the Gavi, the din of La'ayim ala Edom, whether or not we should go and tell the Edom, make this day and Rish Chodesh and shorten the previous month or not. And therefore, what the second man, the Omer, is telling us, Rish Lakish, Adiyah Mech, Vesum Lachodesh Barat. If the old moon was still sighted after Chatzos, then everybody knows that you're not going to be able to see a new Levana the next day. In other words, it cannot be the new Chodesh, because it's a 24-hour period, and therefore don't go and declare the next day to be Rosh Chodesh. However, if you saw it before,
so Chatzos, the wiggle room there to adjust,
then you would be
and declare Rosh Chodesh early.
Exactly. So let's take a quick look at the last Rashi over here for our purposes. Chatzos Laila Ikebenayu, fifth and sixth line. Ma'ad yalom yom kippurim choylech achat chilas halayla. Tachzim erev ad erev. Uvidei. Even right after Shkio, right after Tzeis HaGechav, you saw the old moon. You can stand on your head. The next day cannot be Rosh Chodesh. from Chatzoy's Laila of the first night until 7 days later, it's just a Rishus. Oh, Vashle Yechol Chavetz, be careful, just don't eat Chavetz, can ring Vishiloi, Arvi Ptochim. But Chatzoy's Laila Rishon, Cholok Mehem, the first half of the night of the first night, is totally different. The Nimshach in Mapesach HaNishchad Bar Ba'asa, it's as if it's an extension of day 14. Shematzen Echeles Imoy Choyva. You have to eat the matzah the first night of Yontif. Uli day, Afila Nirasa Yishon of Etchilas HaLaila. Even if you were to see the Levana that night, and that's the old Levana, so I know you're not going to be able to see for the next 24 hours, but you could be Ma'aymen Lamachar Ala Eidem Loima Ra'inu Im Tzrich An Anu Lekadche B'yayim Shloishim L'Hachik Yayim HaKippur HaMishavis. If it was necessary to make those adjustments of Yarkayim Messiah, we would permit it if the sighting of the old moon was between 6 and 12, in other words, before Chatzos, according to that Mandi Yomer. But not according to the first Maniyam, because the first Maniyam is in the Erev Ad Erev. If you saw the new Levana, the old Levana, still at 6:01 at night, and that's what you were talking about before, the Shoyiz Maniyos, if you saw it at 6:01 at night, we're not going to declare the next day Rosh Chodesh, forget about it, 24 hours. According to the second Maniyam, no, if it was before Chatzos, you could declare it.
Because it's still mitgeshlep from the Erev, from the earlier part, the day before.
Right, exactly right. And just finish off the Gemara. Omrav Zeir Omrav Nachman. Kol Sveika V'Kamesha Dinan. Anytime you have, for instance, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. So whenever you have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, what does that mean? For instance, Sukkot starts on the 15th day, we make 15 and 16. Same thing when it comes to Pesach, we make 15 and 16. Did you ever hear because Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis we should make 14 and 15? No, it's always 15 and 16. So tomorrow, Kol Sveika V'Kamesha Dinan. We always push it ahead the next day after 15, right. 16. Remember to teach us the Chameis V'Shitzah of Dinan, Abesah Leyam Dinan. Frey Timur, why? V'Levi Nami Abesah. Why don't you make sometimes 14 or 15? Do Mechasri Li'av V'Chasru Li'el. For instance, when you're talking about Sukkot, maybe Av was only 29 days. Maybe El was only 29 days.
And Sukkot should actually be a little bit earlier.
A little bit earlier. It should be day 14 instead of 15. After, I don't know, I'm in Chutzah. I don't know. Why is it 15, 16? Why not 14 and 15? Everything more. Two months in a row, that'd be short months, that you only have one day Rish Chodesh, this is so unusual. It's extraordinary. Everybody would hear about it, everybody would know about it, since nobody knows about it, it's a simon that didn't happen. That's why you only make 15 and 16. We don't make 14 and 15. Have a wonderful day.